Sechta Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Zayin, the top line of Daf Samach Zayin, Amar Aleph, Atenu Mishnah, and this Mishnah, as well as the next Mishnah, will speak about the Chiyuvei Skila for one that is Mesis and one that is Madiach. These are the 15th and 16th out of 18 different Iskolin that we listed in the Mishnah, Daf Nun Gimel Amar Aleph, and we will translate Mesis and Madiach at this point, and then we'll just speak about someone that's Mesis and Madiach, and the word Mesis refers to someone that tries to convince another Yid, or less than an Iri Nidachas, to go and serve Abayda Zara, and if he does so, he'll be Chayiv Misa, and he'll be Chayiv Skila. And Mediach is a similar concept, but he tries to convince an Irian Dachas to go and serve Abayda Zara, and once again, our Mishnah will teach us that he's Chayiv Skila. And before we begin, it's important to note that three different Pashas in Pashas Re'ei that speak about the concept of being Mesis, and the first Pasha speaks about a Navi that tries to convince Klal Yisrael to go and serve Abayda Zara, and the Pasuk states in Pashas Re'ei in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Beis, Ki Yaakov and the pasuk continues, and at the end of pasuk vav, the pasuk states to be atarami kibecha, and the Torah doesn't specify the exact misa that he's mechuyev. And then the pasuk continues, ki yisischa achicha beni mecha ibincha ibitcha a ishes chaykecha ireecha shekanavshcha baseis leima nelcha v'navda lehimachir mashal. This pasuk uses the lashon of Yisischa, which is the lashon of Mesis, and it's talking about trying to convince a yachid to go and serve Avodah Zarah. And pasuk test states, "Leisayv loy v'leisishba ilav v'leisachas incha ilav v'leisachba v'leisachas ilav gihari targenu yadchotia by berishayin lamisai v'yakalam b'achrina uskaltu b'avonim v'meis." And clearly, one that does so is chayiv skila. And finally, in pasuk Yigimel, the Torah tells us, "Kisishma ba'achas arecha she'ashem l'kecha neislecha l'shev shem leima yotzu anash b'nei b'liyal b'kibecha v'yadichu es yesh v'irim leima nelcha v'navda lehim achirim asheli yidatem." And the pasuk talks about someone that's midiach and tries to convince an Iri Dachas to go and serve Avodah Zarah. And these psukim, the pasuk doesn't tell us what Misa the Midiach will receive, but the Torah tells us what Misa the Iri Dachas would receive. And the Maisa, when speaking about someone that tries to convince an Iri Dachas, the Torah used the Lashon of Yadichu as Yesh Ve'iram, and therefore we call such a person a Midiach. And our Mishnah begins, HaMesis Zehedit, VaMesis Eshedit. Rashi explains our Mishnah based on the Havmin of the Gemara. The Mishnah is explaining to us that the din of a mesis that is chayiv skila is only if the mesis is a hedit, but if the mesis would be a navi, then navi would be chayiv chenek and not skila. And when the Mishnah states va mesis es a hedit, it's telling us that the only time that a mesis would be chayiv skila is only if he tries to convince a yachid, but if he tries to convince an irini dachas, then he'd be chayiv chenek and not skila. And Rashi points out that maybe the second part of Mishnah is also teaching us that the only time that he chayiv skila as being a mesis is only if you try to convince a yachid, but if you try to convince a navi, then you be chayiv chenek. And Rashi points out, v'holak lemedak ava mesis hanavi b'chenek to lemitzinu chiluk bein mesis hanavi lemesis hashadiyat, as we don't find any psukim that speak about a chiluk between trying to convince a navi or a hadiyat. Ava mitzinu chiluk bein navi shehesis lehadiyat shehesis. And as we just saw in Parshas Re'ei, as Rashi brings down, the hadiyat shehesis ksiv uskaltu b'avonim while uvin navi ksiv van navi ahu ayichilum hachalim ahu yumas umisa umur b'toyer stam. And it's important to keep in mind that this is only the Havamina of the Gemara. The Mishnah continues with an example as to how someone is Mesis another person. As Omar, if Reuven says to Shimon, Yesh Yerub Mokim Pleni, that there's an Avodah Zarah in a specific faraway place, and Reuven continues, Kach Yecheles, Kach Shesa, Kach Metiva, Kach Miria, and this is how it eats and drinks, and it does good for people, and it also causes bad for people, so Reuven will be considered a Mesis, and he'd be Chayiv Misa. And the Mefarshim discuss if this is an example, or if Reuven actually has to say something similar to this, and he has to actually describe an Avodah Zarah in a similar way. And the Mishnah continues, Kol Chayiv Misa Shabbat Torah, Eimachmin Alei in Chutz Mizu, that every Chayiv Misa in the Torah, we don't try to entrap someone aside from in a case of a Mesis, and a Mesis doesn't even need Hasra. And as the Pasuk states, V'lei Sachma V'lei Sechas Elav, and in a moment the Mishnah will discuss this further. And the Mishnah continues, Omer L'Shnayim, that if Reuven tried to be Mesis two people, then Hein Eidav, then they could be the Eidim, Umavin, Isil Bezin, Vesekla Isai, and they could bring him to Bezin, even if they don't give him a straw, then Reuven would be Chayiv Skila, and as Rashi states, Amal Shnaim Yachad, Hein Atzma Nasu Eidim, Vein Tzrich Lahasus Boy, Kashar Chayiv Mises, Almavin, Isil Bezin, Dechsiv, Loisachmo, Loisachasalav. However, the Mishnah continues that although there's no requirement for Asra, but there's still a requirement to have two Eidim, and therefore the Mishnah teaches us, Amal Echad, that if Reuven tries to convince Shimon to serve Abed Zara, and since Shimon is only one person, so there are an Eidim in order to be Mechayev Reuven Misa, and therefore the Mishnah teaches us that Shimon should actually entrap Reuven in order to be Mechayev Reuven Misa, and therefore the Mishnah tells us, Hu Oime Yesh L'Chaveim Reitzim Mekach, so Shimon should say to Reuven, I have other friends that would want to serve Abed Zara, let's go and convince them as well, and this way he'll get Reuven to repeat what he said, and he'll be Mechayev Reuven Misa in front of Eidim. And the Mishnah continues, Im Hoya Arum, that if Reuven was smart and sly, and he realized that maybe these Eidim will go and tell Bezdin, and it'll cause him to be Chayim Misa, and Be'eni Yachal Adab B'fneim, and he doesn't want to speak in front of Eidim, Machmin La Eidim Achuri Agedah, then if it's during the daytime, so then Eidim would stand behind a fence, and these Eidim would be in a position that they could see Reuven, and they could also hear Reuven, and then Shimon will say to Reuven, please repeat to me what you told me privately, and then Reuven will repeat it, and Shimon will say to Reuven that how can we leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's in heaven to go and serve a god of wood and stone? If Reuven is Chayza, then that would be good, and Reuven will not be Chay Misa. But if Reuven replies that this is our obligation and this is the proper thing to do, then the Edom that were behind the Gedar will come out, and even though they didn't give a straw, they'll bring them to Bezin, and they will cause them to be Chayiv Skila. And the Mefarshim explained that although at the beginning of the Gemara, when the person went and tried to convince two people, it didn't say that they had to say this entire line of Heich Neniach Zalakeinu Shebashamayim V'Neilach V'Navid Eitzim Avonim, but that is because Reuven was the one who came and tried to convince them. But in our case, where Shimon actually comes to Reuven and he says, tell me over once again what you said, and Reuven wasn't the one that started the conversation, so in this case they have to say this Ayin Shom. The Mishnah now continues and gives us examples as to a Mesis. Rashi and Asugya learns that it's going on Reuven that's trying to convince Shimon or trying to convince other people to serve Aved Zara. The Mishnah states that if Reuven is next to Aved Zara and he says, I will serve the Aved Zara, or Reuven is further away from this Aved Zara and he says, Eilich Ve'Evoid, that I will go and serve this Aved Zara, or Reuven says to Shimon and to Levi, Neilich Ve'Navoid, let us go and serve Aved Zara, then in all these cases, Reuven be Chayiv Skila. And the Mefarshim explained that in a case where he said Evoid, or he said Eilich Ve'Evoid, he only said, I will go serve, so why would he be Chayiv Skila? And the Mefarshim explained that in Chanami, he had to say that I will go serve, and you will come with me. The Mishnah will now continue and give similar examples that are referring to Avedis Pnim, and therefore a person that tries to mace someone to go and do this for an Avedis Zara will always be Chayiv, as you're always Chayiv for Avedis Pnim, even if it's not the derech of that Avedis Zara. But in the Chanami, the same would apply if Reuven tries to convince Shimon to come and serve an Avedis Zara with the derech of that Avedis Zara. And keep in mind that the first case of our Mishnah was Evoid, which is referring to an Avedis, which is derech of that specific Avedis Zara. And now the Mishnah continues and gives examples of Zvicha Haktara, of Nisach HaMayim, Nisach HaYayin, or Zvika Sadam, and Ishtach HaVoya, and even though Ishtach HaVoya is not Avedis Prim, but we previously learned that if someone serves Avedis Zara by bowing down to it, then even if it's not the Derech of that Avedis Zara, he would still be Chayim Misa. And the Mishnah continues, Azabeach, Eilech V'Azabeach, Neilech V'Nizabeach, or Akter, Eilech V'Akter, Neilech V'Nakter, or Anasech, Eilech V'Anasech, Neilech V'Nasech, or Ishtachaveh, Eilech V'Ishtachaveh, Neilech V'Ishtachaveh. So in all these cases, if Reuven tried to convince at least one person to serve an Avedis Zara, even if Reuven himself ultimately doesn't serve Avedis Zara, and even if Shimon himself doesn't ultimately serve Avedis Zara, or there are no Edim to that fact, then Reuven would still be Chayiv Skila. Let us see Rashi, Diba Maschal Amal Echad, Hu Oim Yesh Li Chaverim Reitzim Mekach, and Rashi states, Hanisit Sarach Leshiva Yesh Li Chaverim Reitzim Mekach, Boi Va'amal Li Befneim. It seems clear that this is not only something that's good to do, and it seems clear that Rashi learns that there's a Chiyah for Shimon to do so. And Rashi continues, V'imhoya Meses Orem Ve'in Yochel Odab B'fneim, Kleima Oimer In Yochel Fasim Adova M'pnei Yeres Bezdin Ayin Shom. And keep in mind that we learned the last part of our Mishnah, like Rashi in our sugya, but Rashi previously on the Afsamach Aleph Ben Aleph explained that when the Gemara states Ha'ima Evaid is referring to Shimon, and after Reuven tries to convince Shimon to go and serve Avodah Zarah, so if Shimon says that I will go and serve Avodah Zarah, then even though Shimon did not yet serve Avodah Zarah, Shimon will still be Chayiv Misa. And as Rashi on the Afsamach Aleph Ben Aleph teaches us Ha'ima Evaid Mishoshes Suv and Estrata Chayiv Misa, the Nafkalon Kamar Melisayva Melisishma Ha'ava V'Shama Chayiv Miyad and Eilach V'Evaid Shemechusar Halicha Avagav the Iklamema the Hachi Hadabei. Even though we could say that Shimon may not actually serve Avodah Zarah, as he still has to travel, and similarly in the case of Nelech V'Navid, after Pisha Kol Asmei Amachirim, the Iklamema Hanayachirim Leozli V'Iu Nami Leilezel, that maybe the other people will back out, and therefore maybe he will also back out, and therefore you would think that maybe he's not Chayiv Misa Kamash Blon, as long as Shimon said that I will go and serve Avodah Zarah, that Shimon will be Chayiv Skila. And the Mefarshim discussed this at length, that L'chir this theory between Rashi over here and Rashi and Daf Samach Aleph. The Gemara begins, HaMeses Zehedit, that our Mishnah told us that the Meses is a Hedit, as Rashi brought down that the Gemara's Havmin is time of the Hedit, that the only reason why he's Chayiv Skila is because he was a Hedit, HaNavi B'chenek. But if the Meses says that I'm a Navi, I'm telling you this from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then instead of being Chayiv Skila, he'll only be Chayiv Chenek. And the Gemara continues and discusses the second part of the Mishnah, as the Mishnah continues, HaMeses is a Hedit, time of the Yachid, that's Mashma, that the only reason why Reuven is Chayiv Skila is because he tried to be Meses a Yachid, HaRabim B'chenek. But if he was a Midiach and he tried to convince an Irani Dachas, then he'd be Chayiv Chenek. And the Gemara is, Masisim Mani, the Lachir, who's a Mishnah going like, Rav Shimon, he must be going like Rav Shimon. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Novi Shadich B'skila, that although the Tanakhama hold that there's no difference between a Yachid and a Novi, and even a Novi who's Meses a Midiach would be Chayiv Skila, however, Rav Shimon Ayim B'chenek, Rav Shimon says that there's a chil between a Yachid and a Novi, and even though a Yachid be Chayiv Skila, a Novi is only Chayiv Chenek. Fi Zeh, the ratio of a Mishnah, Meses Zeh Hedit, is going with Rav Shimon. Similarly, we have Machlekes between the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon, but again, Medicha Erin Dachas, as Tanakhama hold that there's still Chayiv Skila, Rav Shimon Ayim B'chenek, Rav Shimon says if someone tries to convince an Erin Dachas to serve Avodah Zarah, then they will be Chayiv Chenek and not Skila. And once again, our Mishnah will be going like Rav Shimon, as when the Mishnah stated about Meses as a Hedit, we learned that it's specifically referring to someone that was Meses a Hedit and not someone that was Mediach as a Rabbim. However, the Gemara continues in Es, Ema Seifa, that you can't say that our Mishnah is specifically going like Rav Shimon, as even though the Mishnah stated about Meses a Hedit, and it's Mashmar that if you would be Mediach as a Rabbim, you would not be Chayiv Skila, but the Maisa, the next Mishnah, in a few lines, will teach us how Mediach, Zeh Ema Neilch V'Navid Avedis Gichavim, that a Mediach, which is the 16th of the 18th of the Chayiv Skila, is Chayiv Skila, and that is referring to someone that says to a Rabbim, then let us go and serve Avodah Zarah. The Rabbi Yehuda, Rav, and Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Rav, Mediach Enedach Shano. Then when the Mishnah on Daf Nun Gimel spoke about a Mediach, is referring to someone that tried to convince an Eredachas to serve Avodah Zarah, and that person will be Chayiv Skila, and therefore we see that our Mishnah is actually not going like Rav Shimon, and it's going like the Tanakhama, that even in a case where Reuven tries to convince an Eredachas, that Reuven will still be Chayiv Skila, and as the Gemara states, Asan Rabbanon, and therefore we see that the next Mishnah is going Lefi Deshita Rabbanon, and the Gemara is Reisha Rav Shimon V'Sefer Rabbanon, that how can you explain that the Reisha, meaning our Mishnah, is going like the Shita Rav Shimon, and meanwhile the next Mishnah is going like Rabbanon? And as we will see, the Gemara will bring the Shita Ravina and Rapapa, and we will learn our Gemara like Rashi, that Ravina and Rapapa are not being Chaylik, and they're both bringing two separate Terutim as to how to explain both statements of our Mishnah, of our Meses Zehedit and our Meses Esehedit, could be going like Rabbanon and not like Rav Shimon. Since we asked the question from the second part of the Mishnah, so Ravina comes and answers that question first, and Ravina states that when our Mishnah stated about Meses Hedit, and it's Mashma, that's only someone that convinces a Yochid to serve a Vedizorah, that would be Chayiv Skila, but if he tries to convince a Rabbim, and he tried to convince an Eri Dachas, then it would be Chayiv Chenek, and it was Mashma like Rav Shimon, but Ravina Amakul Rabbanani, that really the Mishnah is going like the Shita Rabbanon, V'loizu Afzuk Tani, and Eina Chinami, our first Mishnah is not a major Chiddush, as certainly if someone is Meses Hedit and he tries to convince a Yochid in his Chayiv Skila, as the Pasuk tells us that Mefurish, as we spoke about previously, and the Mishnah is working with the Klal of Leizu Afsu, that not only would be Chayiv Skila if you try to convince a Yochid, but the next Mishnah teaches us that even if Reuven will try to convince an Eri Dachas to serve Avodah Zarah, that they will also be Chayiv Skila. And Ayin Rashi on the first of the wide lines in our Gemara, V'Leizu Afzu Ktani Klema Ikashel Chal Listi Meses Rabbim V'Le Listi Meses Yochid, the Pshita, the Kulu Maidu Bad Beskila, Ochel Tanu Lamisti Achi, Tanu Milsibration of Pshita. Shikle, Mahada Tana Ravusa, Velezu the Mesis Yachab of Bad Biskila, El Afzu the Mesis Rabbi Biskila, with the Lake Rab Shimon. The Gemara now continues and tells us that Rab Papa Amat, Rab Papa says that not only is the second clause of a Mishnah like the Rabbanon and not like Rab Shimon, but even the first clause of the Mishnah that stated Hamesis Zahedit, which we also thought was going to feed the Shita Rab Shimon, and it was teaching us that the only time that Hamesis is Chayiv Skila is if he's a Hedit, but if he'd be a Navi, then he'd be Chayiv Chenek, and that was going like Rab Shimon as well. But Zok Rab Papa, that even the Resha is going like Rabbanon, and in Chanami, a Navi would be Chayiv Skila. And what does the Mishnah mean when it stated Hamesis Zahedit? Rab Papa Amak, Hiktani Mesis Zahedit, Lachmana, is telling us that someone that has Mesis is someone that's a Hedit, meaning someone that's a Shaita, as Lemaisi, he doesn't realize that Bezdin will go and try to entrap him. And as we learned, that although generally we don't entrap people to be Chayiv Misa, but there's a special din, B'negeya Mesis, as the Torah teaches us, V'lei Sachma, V'lei Sechasa Lav, and therefore we will entrap him, and he's considered a Shaita or a Hedit, which is from the Lashon of Idiot. Although we see the same concept on Mishnah, where a Papa brings a Braisa, as the Tanya we learned to the Braisa, V'shach Kol Chayiv Misa Shebetorah, E'machmin Lein Chutz Mizu, that all other Misa in the Torah, we don't entrap him, aside from the case of a Mesis. Although in our Mishnah we spoke about a case where the person was trying to be Mesis someone during the day, and therefore the Edom just stood behind a wall, as they were able to see him from behind the wall. However, the Braisa is speaking about a case where Reuven was trying to convince someone to serve Avodah Zarah, and it was at night, and therefore the Braisa tells us, case at Isenlai, so what we would do, so we would light a fire in the inner room in order to make sure that Reuven is secure, and he feels that no one's watching him, and no one's listening to him. And we would set up Edom that would stand in the outside room, and they would hide in a manner that they were able to see, and they would be able to hear Reuven as he was trying to convince Shimon to serve Avodah Zarah. And meanwhile, Reuven would not be able to see the Edom. And Shimon will say to Reuven, tell me once again what you told me when we were in private. And Reuven tells this to him, and the Braisa continues with exact words about Mishnah. And as we saw in our Mishnah, in the Chesrein Sashas, they bring a continuation of this Braisa, and so was done to Ben Sadta in Lud. He says, Lavid Avodah Zarah, they tried to convince people to serve Avodah Zarah, and they hung him on Erev Pesach. The Gemara then asks, Ben Sadta, but we know that his father's name was Pandira and not Sadta. And the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Chisda, that this Mesis was actually a Mamza, as although the name of his mother's husband was Sadta, but the one that was Mizana with his mother's name was Pandira, and that's why the Braisa called him Ben Sadta. And the Gemara continues and asks, that although it's true that we know that his mother was Mizana and that he was a Mamza, but the Meister, the person that was Mizana with his mother, was not Sadta, and his name was Papas Ben Yehuda. And the Gemara states that in the Chanami, that the person that was Boila's mother's name was not Sadta, but his mother's name was Sadta, and that's why we call him Ben Sadta, as we knew exactly who his mother was. However, the Gemara is that Lemaisa we know that his mother's name was Miriam, who was Megadla Nashihavya, and she would braid the hair of women. The Gemara explains that in a Chanami, her real name was Miriam, but Lemaisa, after she was Mizana, we called her Sadta, and the word Sadta is Lashon Etrikin, as Sata's Domi Baila, as this person turned away from her husband, and therefore they call her Sadta. And let us continue with the new Mishnah, and the Mishnah continues with the 16th of the 18th Niskalin, Hamidiach, that a Mediach, that's Chayiv Skila, is referring to someone that tries to convince an Eri Nedachas to go and serve Avodah Zarah, and as we explained, is going like Rabbanon, that he would be Chayiv Skila, and not like Rab Shimon, who says that he would be Chayiv Chenek. And the Mishnah continues with the 17th of the 18th Niskalin that we learned on Daf Nun Gimel, HaMechashev, HaOisim Maisa Chayiv, that if someone does an actual action, then it would be Chayiv Skila, V'lo Yoichas Hanayim, but if the only Yoichas Hanayim, and they do some sleight of hand, then they would not be Chayiv Skila. However, as we will see in the Gemara, that it's still going to be Asa. The Mishnah continues that Rabbi Kiva will explain the Shita of the Tanakhama. And some Agurus, Amr Rabbi Kiva, Meshum Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Kiva said the name of Rabbi Shua, Shnayim Leikten Geshuin, that you can have two people that are picking cucumbers, Echad Leikit Pata, and one that is picking cucumbers will be Pata, the Echad Leikit Chayiv, and one of them that is picking cucumbers will be Chayiv Misa, as a Isa Maisa Chayiv, that if someone does Kishuv and he actually does a Maisa, then it'll be Chayiv Skila, Ha'ichas is an Ayim Pata, but if he actually collects these cucumbers and it's only sleight of hand, then it'll be Pata. potter. Nayin Rashi v'loy oiches is a nayin mar lebrius keilu hu oisav ein oisav klum. And Rashi continues shnayim melakin kishuyim b'machashef oisav fenenu echad mehem leiket v'chayev v'chaveri leiket upotter ha oisav meisa shahoisa kantzada kishuyim v'lock the mamish b'kshavim chayev. And if he actually gathers them, then he would be chayev as he used magic. However, oiches is a nayin mar lonu keilu iskapzu kulum v'makom echad v'kishuyim leizazim b'mkoyman. Then this is only sleight of hand, and although it's awesome midrabbanan to do so, but lemaisa he will not be chayev skila. The Gemara begins that when our Mishnah stated hamidiach zel imen nelech v'naved of yitzchichovim, it's not just they went and he convinced some people and he convinced the rabbim, and for example he convinced over 10 people, that would not be enough. As Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav medich irin dachas shanu kan, that the lashon medich specifically refers to a person that tries to convince an irin dachas to go serve avodah zarah. The Gemara continues and discusses the next din in the Mishnah, which is the 17th of 18 chayev skila, which is a mechashev. And the Mishnah stated a mechashev zel isa maisa, and if someone does a maisa, then he'll be chayev misa. And the Gemara brings a brisa as Tana Rabbanan, as the pasuk in Pashim Mishpatim says mechashev aloisa chaya, and it refers to a woman that's mechashefa. The brisa teaches us echad ish ve'echad isha, that even though it seems to be only relevant to mechashefa, but a man that is a sorcerer will also be chayev misa. The brisa is in kei mat hamalei mechashefa, and if so, why does the Torah use a lashon akeva? The brisa explains mepei shurei v'nashim mitzuyas bechashefim, as most sorcerers are women and not men. And although clearly our Mishnah holds that the chayev misa for mechashefa is skila, however the brisa is misasim mema, that what is the chayev misa for mechashefa, as the pasuk just states mechashefa leisachaya, and it doesn't specify which of the arba misas bezin. The Gemara brings machlekes between Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Kiva, as Rabbi Yosi Aglili Eimer nemekan mechashefa leisachaya. V'nemel alon and pasha shayftim b'degayda sheva umayis. The pasuk states rak me oria am meila she'ashem lekecha noisel chonachla leisachaya kol neshama. Therefore we learn mal alon b'sayif, just like the lashon leisachaya that says b'degayda sheva umayis is referring to sayif, as the pasuk in pasha shukas tells us b'degayda mecham with sikharin oig by yikar yisrael lefichariv. So af kam b'sayif, and therefore when the Torah states mechashef leisachaya, it's referring to sayif. And of course our mission is not going like the shita Rabbi Yosi Aglili. However, b'kiva imer nemekam mechashef leisachaya, and b'nemel alon and in pashas yisrael b'negayim ma'im in hasinai. The pasuk tells us leisiga b'yad ki sokli yisokal yori yori and behemim ish layichya b'mishaych hayevol him yalu b'har mal alon b'skila. And just like by matan tayir, the pasuk tells us ki sokli yisokal yori yora, and we know it's referring to skila. So af kam b'skila. So also when the pasuk states mechashef leisachaya, it's referring to skila. The brisa continues amle Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Yosi responds to Rabbi Kiva, Ani danti leisachayim leisachaya, and I am correct as I'm learning the lashon leisachaya that states by mechashefa from lashon leisachaya that states by sheva umayis, as uses that exact lashon. Va'at danti leisachayim leichya, and you're comparing two lashonos that are not exact, as over here it states leisachaya, and b'degei hasinai the pasuk says leichya. And Amar Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva responds to Rabbi Yosi that I'm right, that ani danti yisrael mi yisrael shuriyu ben akasu mises habe, as I learned the misa that says regarding Klai Yisrael to Misa that stated regarding Klai Yisrael, and Lemaisa the Torah states that there are multiple Misais, as Rashi states Umesina Besinai Shnivchor Ben Skila, and therefore when the Torah uses a similar Lashon B'negei Mechashefa, so it's teaching us that the Chiyuv is Skila as well. However, Va'ata Danta Yisrael Me'evdi Chavim, you're trying to learn Klai Yisrael from a din of Evdi Chavim Leriba Ben Akasev El Misa Achas, and we know that the only Misa that a Ben Noach could be Chayiv is only Saif, and therefore it makes sense that B'negei the Sheva Umayis, the pasuk tells us Leisachaya Kol Neshama, which refers to Saif, and you can't bring a Raya from a Goy to Klal Yisrael. And as we learned on Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, that the pasuk states B'negei the Misa B'nei Noach Shoyfech Dama Adam Ba'Adam Dama Yushafech, and as Rashi over there states Umisa Cheres Leihuskur Behem. And we continue on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis, and the Gemara brings another Makar as to how do we know that a Mechashefa receives Skila, as Ben Azay Oimer Ben Azay states Nema Mechashefa Leisachaya. And V'nemar, and the next pasuk states called Sheichev v'Mehema Moisumas, and we know in Pashas Kedoshim b'Negei and Isha that was universal Behema, that the pasuk states Demei and Bum, and we know that any time the Torah states Loshim Demei and Bum, then we learn from Ovi Yidoni that it says Be'Evin Yirgmo Isam Demei and Bum, and therefore we know that it refers to Skila. And Ben Azay therefore learns some Chuinyaloi that based on the Smichsa Psukim we learn Ma Sheichev v'Mehema B'Skila Af Mechashef B'Skila, that just like the chiyum misa for sheichem behema is skila, therefore the chiyum misa for mechashef is also skila. Brisa continues, Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda responded back to Ben Azai that aside for him sefer dvarim, I don't hold in the concept of smichas. Therefore, v'chim in pleishes samchu inin loy neitzel zeb skila. Do you think just because it was smichas, so we'll say that mechashefa will be given the most chomer of the misais and will receive skila? And as Rashi states, neitzel zeb midin misais kalos leskila chamiru mekulan. Therefore, Yehuda brings a third makar as to how we know that chiyum misa for mechashefa is skila, and he states ela oyvi yedoni bichlal mechashefim hayu, that really oyvi yedoni was bichlal mechashefim, as lemaisa is just a different type of magic. V'lo miyatsu, and why did Torah specify a different pasuk b'negei oyvi yedoni? And it must be lahakishalein in order for us to make a hekish v'loy melacha to teach us ma oyvi yedoni b'skila ap mechashef b'skila, that based on a klal of kol dova shoyi bichlal v'yatsu min a klal lo lidan al atz miyatsa el lidan al klal kul yatsa. Therefore, we learn that since the b'negei oyvi yedoni, the pasuk clearly states be'evin yirgumo esam d'meim bum, and clearly the chiyamisa skila. So therefore, the same applies to mechashefa. However, the Gemara is bothered that in a chenami, if it would have stated either oyvi yedoni, then we could say that it was yatsam klal and lidan al klal kul yatsa. However, the Gemara is Rabbi Yehuda nami lehevu oyvi yedoni shnei ksuma bon keechad v'chol shnei ksuma bon keechad ein melamdin, that lemaisa the Torah took oyvi yedoni out of the original klal, and since there are two dinin that were yatsam klal, so the klal of kol shnei ksuma bon keechad ein melamdin should apply. And therefore, how can you learn that a mechashefa is chayav skila? And Amr Rabbi Zechaya, Ada Amra, that from here we see Kasav Rabbi Yehuda, Shnei Ksuma HaBon Keechad Melamdin, that even where there are two psukim that come together, that we would still learn from them, and we don't say the klal or call Shnei Ksuma HaBon Keechad in Melamdin. And Ayin Entaisiv V'chim in Pesha Samchu Mehochadayk Bereshiv Amis to Rabbi Yehuda Lidarish Smuchim Ba'alma, that this is the makar that the Gemara states that generally Rabbi Yehuda is not there smuchin unless the smuchim are in Sefer Dvarim and in Mishneh Torah. Ayin Rashi, when the Gemara ends off, Ada Amra Kasav Rabbi Yehuda Shnei Ksuma HaBon Keechad Melamdin, Zok Rashi V'chol Duchtei Da'omar El Lamad Am Melamdin Ma'ik Lameima Rabbi Yehuda Hi U'mehochi Alfinon. And the Gemara continues, Om Rabbi Yechanan Lam Nikra Shman Kshafim, why is the sorcerer called a Kshafim? And Rabbi Yechanan explains that's in the Trikin Shemachishim Pamali Shemayla, as they have the ability to contradict HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as Rashi states, Neitrikin Chichish Pamali Shemayla Shal Mishin Nigzal Lichya Yisma Misen, as even if there was a Xeria that a person should live, they have the ability to cause them to die. And I am the Admar that brings two pshatim. The first pshat is Lashem Achishin Kaadam Shemachish Derechaveray, and he contradicts him. And as we know, Shnei Kita Edom Hamachishin Zuazu, and he brings another pshat V'yeshel Farish Lashem Dova Kachish V'Cholosh, that's referring to something that's weak. Kloima Shenitla Mishus Levatl Gzeir Pamal Shemayla Shegozak Gzeir Tevel Letzadik She'in Agamor She'im Nasu Loik Hashafim Ein Oisik Gzeir Medus Loi Ben Prei Avin Noisav. And Lefizeh the weakening Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara now continues with a member that seems to be say so what we just stated, as the pasuk in Parshas Veschanan states, "Ein oid muvadai," and Amar Chanina afilu dvak shafim, that Kadosh Baruch Hu's word will always stand and will always win out, and even against kshafim. And the Gemara continues and brings a story with Rab Chanina, "Hahi issa davakom hadu lemishkal afrom etusei karid Rab Chanina," that there was a woman that was going around Rab Chanina and was trying to get dirt from underneath his feet, and Amalon he said to her, "Imistayis zilavide," that certainly you could go and take it, and you could try to win against me, but Einoi Muvadiksiv, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will always win. And as Rashi states, Mistaya Milseich Imat Matzlechas Lasis Li Machashefa Is Asi Einoi Muvadiksiv V'mamokim Chofetz Bi Leisuchli Lehara, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to win, then you won't be able to harm me, and V'im Tuchli, and if you could harm me, Me'ita Yotza V'ani Mekablon. The Gemara now asks the Stira, Eini V'am Rabbi Yechon, but previously we stated L'manikur Shman Chishofim Shemachishim Pamali Shemayla, and we see that Kishuv could even have a koyach against the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara answers Shani Rav Chanina de Nafesh Chusei, that the only time that Kishuv could overpower HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only on a tzaddik she'ina gomor. But since Rav Chanina was a tzaddik gomor, so Kishuv would not have any power over him, and he could rely on Einoi Milvadoi. And before we continue, let's point out that the Psukim and Pasha Shemois, when Moshe performed Eisais and he brought the Makos, used two different Lashonis, as the Pasuk states that after Moshe Rabbeinu turned his staff into a serpent, so the Pasuk states, Vayiku gam pari lechachom v'lo machashvim, Vayasu gam him chatumim mitzayim b'lahateyim kain, and Rashi states b'lachashayin, and it's referring to incantations, and they said something, and they were able to also make their staffs into a snake. However, about any other time that the Torah mentions this. And for example, after Makas Dam, the Torah tells us that Yasu Kin Chatumim Mitzrayim Bilateim VeYachazek LeParei VeLeShom Aleim Kashadibah Hashem. And the Torah writes Bilateim without an Aleph. And Rashi states Lacha Shoyim Oise Bilat VeChashoy. That's referring to some sort of words that a person says quickly and very quietly. And although based on Rashi and Chumash, it seems to be the same lashon, but the Gemara will now say that they're actually referring to two different types of magic, as Amrav Eva by Nigri, Amrav Chiyu by Abba, Bilateim Ilu Maisa Shedim. That one, the pasuk states Bilateim, that's referring to Maisa Shedim, and as Rashi states, the lashon of Balat is referring to Basesa, that's something that's hidden, and it's referring to Shedim, Shinistarim, Ve'inim Raran, as they are hidden and they're not seen. Kal Mokab Shinam Bilateim, Hoyachatum Oisim Bilachashem, Ayide Shedim, and the way that they performed the magic was by bringing these Shedim, and these Shedim weren't seen, and they performed this magic. However, Bilateim, when the pasuk uses Lashon Bilateim with a hey, El Maisik Shafim, this refers to Maisik Shafim, and as Rashi states, She'ino Isai De Shedim Elim Atzmai, and this magic was performed by these magicians, and it wasn't done through Shedim, and Vechino Oime, and as the Gemara states, that the pasuk in Pashup Rishis used the Lashon of Lahat, and the pasuk states, Ves Lahat Acher Vamisapeches, that there was a sword that was turning at the entrance to Gan Eden in order to protect Gan Eden, that Adam Rishon could not get back into Gan Eden. And Rashi states, Misapeches Me'alea, and it turns on its own, V'doim Elik Shafim, and it seems like Kishuv, and Shaloy Alidei Shedim Hoysim Misapeches, Ela Me'alea, V'kar Lei Lohat, and therefore we see that the Lashim Bilateim is referring to Kishuv that's not done through Shedim. And the Gemara continues, Amabaya, the Kapit Amono Shade, that if there's someone that's doing magic, and he's Makbid on a specific Kli, then it must be that he's using Shedim in order to perform this magic, like Kapit Amono. However, if a sorcerer that's performing magic is not Makbid on specifically, then it must be that he's doing it on his own koyach, and he's not relying on a shade, and that is what we refer to kishuv. And Amar Abaye, and Abaye continues, Hilchus Kshafim, Hilchus Shabbos, that Hilchus Kshafim has similar ideas to Hilchus Shabbos, as there are three categories, Yesh Men B'Skila, there are certain categories that Yechai Skila, V'Yesh Men Pata V'Asa, and there are certain categories that is Pata V'Asa, V'Yesh Men Mutl Chathila, and some that is Mutl Chathila, and is not even Issa Drabanan. And as Rashi explains, B'Negei Hilchus Shabbos, the Melachis B'Skila, as one that does any of the Lama Tes Malacha is the Chayiv Skila, Ushvus Pata Aval Asa, and any Isidra Rabbanan on Shabbos is Pata Aval Asa, V'tzeidah Tzvi, V'tzipa, Shenechnes Le Tachas Knof of Yoshim Mishamri, Ad Shetechshach, U'mapas Murtza Lohisim Men Aleicha. And similarly, in a case of Tzad Nachash, B'misasit by Shalei Nashchu, Oysim Mutl Chathchila, all of those Malachis are Mutl Chathchila. And Agamar explains, B'negei Kishuv, Ha'oysim Maisa is B'skila, that if someone does an actual Maisa, and as Rashi says, it's a Maisa Mamish, then they're going to be Chayav Skila. Ha'ichas HaZenayim, if they do magic, but they're just doing sleight of hand, then the Patav Asa, it will be Asa Midrabanan. Mutl Chathchila, there's certain types of magic that are actually Mutl Chathchila, as they're based on Kedusha, and as the Gemara tells us, Kedrab Chanin of Rabbi Isha, the Chol Ma'al Shabta have Aske Bilchas Yitzira, as every Erev Shabbos, that would be Isaac with the Halachas of Yitzira, Umirvulu Igla Tilsa, and by saying certain words, they were able to create a calf, which was a third of its mature size, which is the best tasting eagle, va'achlile, and they ate it on Shabbos. And as Rashi explains, Aski b'hilchas yitzira, u'melu ivrulu iglu tilsa, al-yidei shei mitzaf mo'isis Hashem, shebhem nivra ilam, ve'ein kam shem chashefais, and this won't even be asim rabbanon, the ma'is ha'kadosh baruch hu'hein al-yidei shem kedusha shalai. And ayin Rashi, and daf samach yam beis, that stated, iglu tilsa, gadol ki'ilu hegil, shlishtana, v'gamru g'dei lasai, d'hachi shvichi u'maylu l'meichal, and the Rashi brings a second shot, shoyitoy v'bal tam, ki'ilu shlush l'beten. However, ayin Rashi, Masechtas Irvin, adav samach gimel amud aleph, that says that this second shot doesn't make sense, based on our Gemara, as our Gemara stated, Rechonin of Rabbi Isha, ava oski b'sefi yitzir, v'chol ma'al shabta ivrulu igla tilsa, the hasam may shlish l'beten ikka, haloi hoyu b'beten mo'ilam, ayin sham. And ayin Ramban, in Pash Ve'ira, in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph, that he states, that the Lashon Bilateim is nigzeres b'milas lot, as ki ha-shedim boyim bilat, ki him bali gufois me'aver, she'in nigash, as shedim are invisible. And the Gemara continues, Om Rav Ashi, Chazina Leilavur de Kano, Rav Ashi stated, I saw the father of Kano, that Rashi says he was a mechashev, and enough is v'shadi kwichi de shirayim in a chirei, that he would blow his nose, and silk clothing would come out of his nose. Ayin v'yadrim av, v'le mistavid, m'shto rabbonon, b'gnusei davur de Kano, da hu gavu rabba. Therefore he explains, el islamid avid v'shari, that this was mutter, because he was trying to show people how kishuv was performed. And the Gemara continues, and quotes from a pasuk in Pashat Ve'ira, b'negei makas kidam, as the pasuk states, "Vayema chatumim al paray et balekimi vayechazik leparay v'lisham aleim kashidi b'Hashem." Am Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer explains, "Mikan sheina shed yachal livreis beria pachas michisaria." That since up until this point, the chatumim did not state et balekimi, and they were able to actually perform this magic. So we see that the only reason why they weren't able to perform this using kishif is because the kinyan were too small, and the shade doesn't have capability to create a bria that's smaller than the sa'ira. And the Gemara continues, Rav Papa Amar, however, Rav Papa states, Halekim, and Zalash and Shvua, Afiku Gagamu, Nami Loi Matsi Bari, that certainly a shade cannot even create something as large as a camel. And if so, why do they say, Ligabe Kinim, Etzbe Alekimi, Ella Hai Michnifle, Vahai Loi Michnifle, as the way that the shade actually is able to perform magic is that they actually gather together that species and they're able to bring it. It seems like they created that animal. However, Lemaisa, they can't do that, but Negei Kinim, as it's too small to gather together. Rashi states, Lemotzi Bari in Yochel Livre, Afilu Beri Gedela, El Gjashed, Sarach Livriyas Gedela, Suma Asif, Umeiv Menahevka. The Gemara continues with another story that's relevant to magic. Omri Rav Rabchia, Rav said to his uncle Rabchia, Lidi Chazli Ahutaya, the Shakla Safsira, that I saw an Arab merchant that took his sword, the Gaidi Lagamla, and he cut a camel into pieces, the Tarfle Betavla, the Kum, and then he shook a bell, and the camel got up, and some say they banged on a drum. And Amalei and Rav Chia said to Rav that certainly this wasn't real magic, as Labasa Hachi Damu Patu Miavoi, did you see any blood or any of the innards of the animal on the floor after the camel got up? And since you didn't see anything, Ella Hayachizasinayim Hava, that this was just sleight of hand, and it wasn't real kishuf. And as Rashi states, Loi Meguyudhu, and he really wasn't cut into pieces, Shein Yochel Hachias Hameis, as certainly he wasn't able to be Mechayim Mesim. And the Gemara continues with another story. Ziri Ikl Chsanri Shel Mitzrayim. Ziri went to Chsanri of Mitzrayim. Zovin Chamer, he bought a donkey. Kimot Lashkuyu Maya. And when he went to take the donkey to drink water, Pasha Vekom Gamlu Dusknisa. So water got onto the animal. And when water goes onto something that was created through Kishuf, then the Kishuf dissipates. And since this donkey was made through Kishuf out of a board or a plank from a bridge, now that the donkey got wet, so it turned back into a board of a bridge. And Lemaisa Ziri wants his money back, and Amulei, and they said to Ziri, he loves Ziri at, if you wouldn't be Ziri, lo yav madrin l'cha, we would not return it to you, and since it's a known fact that sorcery was so prevalent in Lachzad Yishil Mitzrayim, so mi ikad the zovin mi di hachav lo yibadik le'amaya, that who would buy something in Lachzad Yishil Mitzrayim and wouldn't test it by pouring water on it in order to see if it was made from kishuf or not. And the Gemara continues, Yanai ikla lahu ashpiza, that Yanai went to a certain inn, and Rashi states, v'lo yigasina Rab Yanai, delav inish malihu sha'asak shofim, as we see that this person wasn't an upstanding person, as he did kishuf. And Amaluhu and Yanai said to them, ashkayim maya, bring me some water to drink, kriva shesisa, and they brought him flour mixed with water to drink, chazat kamrachshin sifasei, and we saw the woman bringing him this drink, he saw that her lips were moving, and he realized that she's putting a spell onto the water, so shadu portumine, and hava akavi, so he poured some water onto the floor without them seeing, and it turned into scorpions, and he realized that they were trying to hurt him, and meanwhile he made believe that he was drinking the water, and Amaluhu, and he said to them, Anosha soy mididhu, I drank from your water, asoy nami shesu mididi, that you should drink from my water, and Ashkaya, and this woman drank from the water, havoy chamra, and she turned into a donkey, rechava solik l'shuka, and Yane rode on her, and he went to the marketplace, asa chavrasa pashrila, and then a friend came, and she poured water on this donkey, chazid racha v'koya issa b'shuka, and since the water went onto the donkey, so it turned back into a woman, and they saw that Yanai was sitting on the back of this woman. And the Gemara continues and discusses Makas Svadea, as the Pasuk in Pasuk Va'ira states, Vayit Aranes Yoda Amim Mitzrayim V'tal Svadea V'tchasis Eretz Mitzrayim, and Loshin Svadea is Loshin Yochid, and Amar Belezer Svadea Achas Haisa Heshritza Mola Kol Eretz Mitzrayim, and from this one frog, it kept having other frogs, and those frogs ultimately filled up Mitzrayim. And the Gemara states, Ketanoi, that is based on Machlekes Tanayim, as Rabbi Kiva Imet Svadea Achas Haisa Heshritza Mola Kol Eretz Mitzrayim. However, Amar Lo Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah respond to Rabbi Kiva that Akiva Malacha Itzla Gada Kalei Midabri Secha, that you shouldn't be involved with Hagadais because you're such a Chacham V'Leich Itzel Negoyim V'Olais, and you should only say over Drashais at Chidushim B'Negei Negoyim V'Olais, which are very difficult. As Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah holds Svadea Achas Haisa, that even though there was only one Svadea Sharkol Lahem V'Him Bo, but it didn't produce other Tzvadim, but it started croaking very loudly, and all the other Tzvadim in the world came and joined this Tzvadeya, and that's how all the frogs came to Mitzrayim. And although it seems that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is giving more of a simple pshat, but Ayin Rashi in Parshas Va'era that first brings down the pshat of Rabbi Kiva, as he states, Tzvadeya achar seisa v'yom makin eisa v'yim atezes nechilun nechilim zel medrashoi, which he brings down from our Gemara, u'pshuta yesh lema. However, the pashtaych is shirutz ha'svadim kirulan yishchidais, that even if there are multiple tzvadim and there's groups of tzvadim, it's still called a tzvadeya, and that's why the Torah uses lashon yachid. And as Rashi states, v'chein v'tihi akinam harchisha v'af atal tzvadeya, is referring to the multitudes of frogs ayin sham, and we will stop over here.